Hey guys, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I'm here today with my good friend, Dr. Alexis Shepherd, who's been working with men, women, and couples for over 20 years. And today we're going to talk about a topic which comes up a lot in conversations we have with our clients and in the forums and discussions that we have with guys in our tribe of men online. And the topic is how to open up a shutdown woman. So what we're talking about really is when you're in a situation where your partner, your wife is not talking to you, often being very distant, you are having some conversations, but those conversations are short and very to the point, maybe just about logistics. You're not having any conversations about the relationship or very few. She wants to distance away from those types of conversations. She may be leaving the house or spending a lot of time in her room or on the phone a lot, basically, you know, avoiding deep conversations. And you've picked up on a lot of this and you're really feeling that distance. And she's obviously uncomfortable with, you know, eye contact or possibly any kind of physical contact, you know, a kiss in the morning when you're leaving for work or, you know, going for a hug or something. Maybe you do have a hug, but it's one of those hugs that isn't really relaxed and you can really pick up on that and you notice that that's the difference. So that's the kind of situation that we're talking about. With regards to the reasons that a woman might be, you know, in that kind of situation, can you talk a little bit about, you know, from the woman's perspective, what kinds of things can cause her to be in that kind of shutdown space?
There can be a lot of reasons, but I think it really boils down to either not feeling safe or not feeling like there's enough room for her. And or not feeling really seen.
Yes, so seen as in understood, or there's various different ways that she can feel seen,
yes,
heard, and
yeah. So when, and this is so easy to happen, I see this happen the other way too when I'm working with couples sometimes, yeah. When the woman is wanting more and the man is pulling away, but anytime that somebody in a couple is scared and needy and their feelings are kind of taking up all the space, I mean, one, it's very human. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. Everybody has that. But when a couple gets into that dynamic, and the woman is pulling away, it's like she needs some room to breathe.
She's feeling smothered and, yeah, and often that just triggers the guy into needing to know what's going on, because obviously he's feeling, you know, fearful that we all have those feelings of things, the worst things that could be happening go through your mind. And so then you start making decisions and taking action from that place, which is, I have to stop this. All this bad stuff that could be happening, I have to stop this somehow. But you're dealing with something that's in somebody else that you don't really have any control over.
Yes, exactly. And I think the thing is, that's always true in relationship. We just feel it more when the relationship's in crisis.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always true that we don't know what the other person is going to do or what they're going to want. And maybe it's going to be something that's scary or that hurts or that's not what you want. And, you know, so can you take a deep breath and give that person the space that they want and need and take care of your own anxiety? Because that's the thing. If you bring your anxiety to her, she's already feeling like there's not enough room for what she wants and what she needs.
Yeah. So she's feeling your anxiety on top of that. And from that place, there's no chance really that anybody can open up and talk honestly about what's going on inside them. She's just, because it's not a safe place at all. It's a very pressured environment.
Yes, exactly.
The men will come, you know, will come at this situation from a place of good intention, We want to fix it. We want to make things better. And the intention underneath all of that is I want her to be happy. That's why we choose our partner, is that we want to be able to provide for them and look after them and protect them and, you know, provide that safeness and happiness. And so the intention is great. The intention is really positive. But then when there's no way for that intention to be received, it's actually coming across as pressure.
But just what you said is so powerful. So it's one thing to come with your anxiety and scrambling to try and make something better. And it's another thing to be rooted in the fact that I want her to be happy. And this is why I chose her, is to show up and love this woman and serve her happiness and create something amazing together. So that's something that men can do if you know, because you don't just have to give her space. You know, there's a moment to give her space, and then there's ways that you can come forward and engage. And if you come forward with, hey, what is going on with you? And hey, you know what? This is what I'm here for. I'm here for your happiness and my happiness. Like, what? You're obviously not feeling too happy right now. Like, but that is what I care about. That's what I'm committed to.
So that's a very different approach. That's coming from a place of curiosity and wanting to understand and care, rather than a place of, you know, what's going on with you? Tell me what's going on. I need to fix it. Really, which is coming from that anxious place of, I'm not feeling comfortable and I need to stop feeling uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So curiosity, which I want to talk more about in a moment, but the other part is like just being solid in yourself, like being solid in the fact that even if you don't know what she's going to do or what she's feeling or if she's going to pull away, that you're committed to this relationship, that you're committed to her happiness and to your happiness. So even if you can't find security in how she's feeling, you can find it in what you're standing for, what you're committed to, what inspires you. And if you bring that to her, that, I just have to say, that is always a turn on, to hear what a man is committed to, regardless of how I'm feeling and what mood I'm in, what he's standing for.
Yeah, so getting clear, getting clear on what that means. So who you know yourself to be, rather than what you can do, what you provide for the relationship, how you protect and look after, which is all great stuff. But if you don't know who you are and what that means for you and what you stand for and what your standards are, and, you know, really who you know yourself to be. And I always like to say to guys, tell me who you love to be. So how do you love to be with other people? Break that right down into behaviors. Things like, you know, I love to be generous and affectionate and compassionate and trusting and, you know, those kinds of things. And then start bringing that into, well, here are some things that you can now come from and be that person, rather than trying to achieve those somewhere else.
And, you know, part of what has that smothering or that aversion come up in women is when we feel like the man has lost his center in himself and he's leaning too much on me. He's needing too much of his okayness to come from me. But a man who's like, oh, and this doesn't again mean that you're not affected by what your partner does. Of course it's going to affect you. It doesn't mean being steely or unaffected or detached. Of course, it's going to impact you. But when a man is clear about what's important to him, why he's choosing relationship, not just because he needs me, but because he wants to create something beautiful with his life.
And he chooses.
As a woman, yeah. That he's choosing that. As a woman, that makes me interested. That makes me want to come forward. That makes me turned on.
So then the focus would be, rather than focusing on what bad things could happen, focusing on what good things could happen, right? And even in that moment where it looks like bad things are happening because there's distance, you know, and there's strain and struggle going on and there's tension, just that slight perspective shift, being able to do that slight perspective shift of, all of that bad stuff could happen. But there's also a chance, just as much chance, really, when you consider how much influence you have within the relationship, there's also just as much chance that the good stuff could happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Or that you can hold your feelings inside of that context. So you can say to a woman, I feel scared that you're pulling away. I feel scared that I'm going to lose you.
Yeah.
But it's one thing to be doing that, like, I'm really scared I'm going to lose you. Please don't leave me. You know, and it's another thing to be here of like, I love you. I feel you pulling away. I'm scared of losing you, and I really don't want that. And then just pause and breathe and wait. Don't fix it. Just stand in the truth of your experience.
Okay, so we've talked about what it looks like to be, you know, for a woman to feel shut down and the reasons that that can be happening, and the reasons that a man can be influencing that, and the reasons that she could be feeling those things anyway, just from what's going on in her life. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, what he can do. I love that last bit that we were talking about just there as to how he can hold what's going on and yet still be able to kind of move it forward in a way, really just by being honest and being there in the moment and being truthful with what he's feeling and what he wants, right? It's being truthful with what he wants. And not needing anybody to fix that. He's not trying to fix what's wrong with her and the struggle in the relationship. And he's not wanting or needing her to fix him and how he's feeling, but he's just trying to move things in a direction or providing an environment where there's conversation and then there's possibility for movement in a direction or healing or whatever can happen.
Yes, exactly. That you're going to show up to this relationship exactly how it is, and you're going to play full out. And if how it is right now is your woman is shut down and pulled away, how can you play full out there? How can you show up with all of you there and respond to that? Because this is what your relationship looks like right now, and it's constantly changing and constantly evolving. And how can you just be a yes to that?
Yeah, because that's the truth, that it's constantly changing and constantly evolving. We're constantly changing and constantly evolving. And just because we signed a piece of paper that says we want to be with somebody for a period of time doesn't mean that those changes suddenly stop and that we agree to be the same person forever. That's just unrealistic. So being able to accept that everything's constantly changing and then being able to start to think about, all right, so things are constantly changing. So that means that I'm a different person from the one I was when we got married or got together or whatever it was those years ago. And that means that she's a different person from who she was. And then again, bringing that curiosity in and going, so what does that look like? You know, I still have this vision or this view of who she was and who she is from when we were first together, or, you know, what's changed. So we're going to do another video in a couple of weeks where we go in more into curiosity. But for now, we're going to sum up where we got to with this one. And so we were talking about what makes a woman shut down. And part of that is understanding that there are behaviors that are exhibiting or that she's exhibiting that are based in she's feeling, you know, unsafe and unsure, and those are feelings that are based in fear, and she's feeling out of control. And we can all understand what that feels like. And so understanding that one thing can enable you to back off a little bit and to give some of that space that she's asking for or that she's not asking for, but she's taking in some way or another, because, you know, and we talked a little bit about this with regards to aversion. So,
and for guys to know that aversion, even if your wife or your partner is pulling away from you and feeling some aversion, it's not because you're not attractive or not lovable or not interesting. Otherwise, she wouldn't have chosen you in the first place. You know, it's just an indication that there's a dynamic happening that needs to shift for both of you.
Yeah, so there's...
Remember that, you know, that it's not about who you are inherently, but it's saying something for you to pay attention to and to respond to. And so in that way, it's like a gift. It's telling you what to pay attention to.
There's something going on here with her, and it's an opportunity for you to respond in some way. So how are you going to respond? That's the question. And you can go down the route of responding from fear and needing to try and control it and needing to try and feel better yourself. Or you can respond in a way which is trying to understand better, trying to create an environment where she can feel safe to be able to open up and to talk about what's going on.
And one of those ways that we talked about today was you just being solid in what's true for you, no matter what's true for her. In your desire, in your fear of losing her, and in what you stand for and why you want to be in relationship in the first place. If you stand in what's true for you, no matter what's true for her, that is one of many ways of creating more breathing room and more emotional safety.
So just that simple thing of, you know, I'm able to just stand in who I am and be honest with what I'm feeling and what I want. Yeah, and showing that what you want comes from a place of care and appreciation. And wanting to understand. Yeah, wanting to understand.
And your own unapologetic truth. Yes. It is very compelling when a man is not apologetic about what's true for him.
Okay. Well, hopefully this was useful for you. So Alexis and I are going to do some more videos in the future. We are both working with men at this point. So if you're interested in working with Good Guys to Great Men, then go to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com. Click on the contact page and you can fill that in, and we can arrange a call to just discuss what's going on for you and see if we can help you in some way. Alexis is also working with men, and in particular, bringing that female perspective so that you can understand how to communicate in a way that will bring out a response from your partner where she wants to communicate more. And so, yeah, if you want to get a hold of Alexis, it's alexisshepherd.com for the website, isn't it? And I'll put all the information about that in the description below this video.